Off With His Head by Nio Marsh. Read by Rick Jerram. Chapter 1. Winter Solstice. Over that part of England, the winter solstice came down with a bitter antiphony of snow and frost. Trees minutely articulate shuddered in the north wind. By 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the people of South Mardian were all indoors. It was at 4 o'clock that a small, dogged-looking car appeared on a rise above the village and began to sidle and curvet down the frozen lane. Its driver, her vision distracted by wisps of grey hair escaping from a headscarf, peered through the fan-shaped clearing on her windscreen. Her woolly paws clutched rather than commanded the wheel. She wore, in addition to several scarves of immense length, a hand-spun cloak. Her booted feet tramped about over brake and clutch pedal, her lips moved soundlessly, and from time to time twitched into conciliatory smiles. Thus she arrived in South Mardian, and bumped to a standstill before a pair of gigantic gates. They were of wrought iron and beautiful, but they were tied together with a confusion of shopkeepers' twine. Through them, less than a quarter of a mile away, she saw, on a white hillside, the shell of a Norman castle, theatrically erected against a leaden sky. Partly encircled by this ruin was a hideous Victorian mansion. The traveller consulted her map. There could be no doubt about it. This was Mardian Castle. It took some time in that deadly cold to untangle the string. Snow had mounted up the far side, and she had to shove hard before she could open the gates wide enough to admit her car. Having succeeded and driven through, she climbed out again to shut them. St.